I think first I'd like to remark that as a mother, I certainly have tremendous sympathy for their loss. And as a veteran, I commend and appreciate their service. However, our certificates that we have for vital records have in statute what's included. And the fetal death certificate has a place for the biological mother and the biological father, and that's in statute. And there's information that we use for our programming, for maternal child health, for research that the CDC uses with that information and that data. So, you know, vital records are important to individuals, but they're also important in the greater scheme of research and prevention strategies.
Will these petitions change anything?
We have to go in accordance with what the statute asks us to do. So as we go forward to the court, we're looking for clarification and interpretation of the statute, and it is very possible that there may need to be an alteration done by the legislature.
So, I mean, possibly it would take legislative action maybe to just change the wording to parents instead of mother and father?
Yeah, again, all of our certificates and our vital records are geared by statute. So we have a statutory language that tells us what's included, what's on there, and how we word them. And I think people need to understand that there's tremendous significance to what's on a certificate. So it for parental rights, for biological parents versus non-biological parents, versus who has financial responsibility for a child in the dissolution of relationships. So there's a great amount that goes into play into those certificates, more than just the name that's on there.